Thank you, Chair, and thank you. That's an excellent question. Thank you to the Japanese delegation. Regarding the references to the Code of Unplanned Encounters and for HCOC, certainly these are excellent examples that we should use for notifications, and we can draw on this for to build our TCBMs for space, as we have already in the previous report. But as I mentioned earlier, we also see that the frequency notifications for intentional orbital breakups, for instance, since these tests are increasing, we need to maybe further enhance notifications with another measure, which is what I mentioned in my last response. In terms of incentivizing TCBMs, I believe that in this sense, we have not really fully grasped how transparency is in all of our interests. And that if we do not utilize TCBMs to move forward, it's going to be a destabilizing environment for all of us. And everyone will negatively suffer the impact of that, especially from a financial and commercial standpoint. And bearing this in mind, we should be much more proactive than we are now. And this is also why I believe involving the non-state actors, directly entities who are engaged in these activities in space, and hearing from them about why it's in their interest and why transparency is so essential, that would be a key part of that conversation, and I hope would incentivize more action on TCBMs.